What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool Podcast? Coming to you right now, everywhere on a Friday morning, Friday afternoon, or some of you guys are waiting till Monday. We got Rodrigo Torres right here, co-host of the year, and also the host of the Yeah Man Podcast, the Jerkoff Hour.
Not anymore, man. I got a lady. R.I.P. Jerkoff Hours.
We got Lisa.
You don't jerk off anymore.
And we got Lisa lady? Right here, man. The wheel of the steel
Wait a minute. You don't jerk off anymore because you have a lady?
I'm trying to save it all for her.
How thoughtful.
It's a waste, dude. Like, I mean.
How thoughtful.
It's a waste.
I don't know. I'm laughing right now because thinking about you saving that load and watching our guest fucking with a grenade in his hand, bro.
Hey,
if I had a grenade tattoo, bro, I'd be dropping loads, bro. I'd be going, hold on, bitch.
Hey, fool. But you know what's even killing me? Right here, Rod. Yeah, man.
Wow. Look at man, this. Our guest has a yeah, man tattoo. We're going to get back to him right now. We're going to be describing him for the next 40 minutes. He looks like the bus driver from The Simpsons, people.
Otto.
First time I
what up?
I never met him personally, by the way. What's up, fool?
Me either, dude.
Stoner Rob.
Yes.
But man. The first time I heard of him was when I was in Las Vegas doing a show. We were doing a Triple B. Mm-hmm. And Birdman from San Jose had a show. And I asked him, bro, what show are you doing over there? I'm doing a show, bro. Stoner Rob, right? And I think the show got canceled or they thought it busted a bunch of fools with marijuana.
Before
the law,
huh?
Came in.
Yeah.
And you were doing a weed show.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I heard your name.
Getting busted.
I heard about him through.
Fool, like, I don't even know who Birdman is.
Oh, really? I heard about him through E-Zone and I seen you on a couple of flyers.
Well, that's amazing, man.
Yeah. In the last probably 5 years, right? Really, like, doing your thing, right?
Yeah, but I've been trying to take off.
What's his name? Al, what's his name? Jeff Berkowitz? What's his name?
Jeff Bernhardt?
Jeff Bernhardt.
Yeah.
No, the other pop comedian.
Jeffrey Peterson.
Oh,
yeah,
no, that was a never cease to exist one right there. That that's not me. We've hit heads
shots
hard.
Fired.
Yeah,
oh,
shots
really?
Could be fired on that one. He tried to say none of us are the real weed comics. And like right now I open for Tommy Chong. So I go around touring with Chong.
Man. You're out of here, Jeffrey. Yeah. I didn't know that. You
Jeff, you're out of your element.
A lot of people try to claim, like, you know, instead of being like, okay, I'm going to be like a weed comic. I'm going to be like the weed guy. Instead of just saying I'm going to be one of the weed guys,
right?
It would be the main one.
Title holder.
No, I work for the title holder. I think Chong
for real,
is the
bro. You
title.
Have black lungs and everything, though.
But yeah,
they're more focused. The fool spits out dabs.
Yeah, what's the qualification? Like, what's the bar? You know, do you have to tour with another stoner comic?
I don't know, man.
There could be many. All comics are stoner comics.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
huh?
Every comic.
Welcome everybody to our official 420 show that we didn't have that time. But, like, are you like, I'm not dropping names and shit, but, no, honestly, like, you think that to be, like, of course, anything qualify the main guy to be the main guy, but there's
right.
a lot of guys, bro. In Toronto, there's a guy. Everywhere, there's a guy.
Yeah.
But
every city.
Not every guy has the best weed ever, bro.
Nah, not every guy.
Sometimes you'll be like, oh, okay, this guy should be the Schwag comic.
You're the Regs. They call you Regs downtown.
The Schwag representative. There's a lot of Schwag representatives.
Like this is a Reggie comic.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Sticks and stands, dog.
Oh, man.
It's always sad, huh?
Oh, it's horrible, dude.
You consider yourself, Stoner Rob,
connoisseur?
I know you're a connoisseur. The name says it all. But are you like Rodrigo, you know? Like, are you like...
an aficionado.
Are you like a the Lord Benton of marijuana? Like, like it has to be the best,
Lord
or he slaps you with a little handkerchief.
See, no, that's
glove,
you know, it's funny because
like,
I
would you smoke anything they give you, or it has to be fucking good, or you're gonna go home sober.
No, I'll never go home sober. Like,
but
if
you will, bro.
There's
that,
been
bro.
Times.
Just go,
there's been times where I've gotten released from jail. And I, someone's just right there with a bag of stress, and I'm like, give me that. Yes, thank you. Oh, Jess, dude, thank you. Oh,
so you just need weed to survive then?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. That's
it's
it.
In your veins, bro.
It runs through. These aren't even tattoos. They're just welts of weed marks that come out of me.
Little said welts.
But you won't, huh?
Dude, now, I try to smell the bud first, and then like
if it looked like sawdust. Would you
no, it's not happening. I see seeds of the color of it, dude. If it ain't lime green, dude. If it doesn't look good, dude. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, then fucking, then they say, like, Felipe's fucking a diva fucking friend over here, dog.
If well, there's fuck that access shit. To other weed, then yeah, go through it. And
there's
find
no
it.
Access.
Oh, no. Then you'll not, smoke I don't sticks care. And stems. Like, if I'm on fuck. A deserted island
you no
for the rest of my life
read.
And that's just seeded weed, then I'm spending half my life picking out seeds and the other half smoking that weed.
Get a bird, dog.
Well, yeah. Or a volleyball.
I didn't know, like, I guess I started smoking weed again late, but I didn't know about scraping fucking pipes, bro. So Lisa told me.
Oh, scraping the resin?
Shit, I didn't
it?
Know, bro.
We did it a couple
yeah,
times.
But yeah, but Lisa, man, she did it for me one time, bro. God damn, bro. I'm with a meth head here.
I got clean the house.
I got pulled over.
It's weird when you do that because that weed gives you energy, dude. Yeah,
it's not even what, weed.
It's just
sad, yeah, huh?
Well, I've gotten pulled over back in the days, like 18. I had a whole chunk of resin that I was saving for a bad time, and I got pulled over. Cop tried to pin me for black tar heroin.
Oh, wow.
He's all, where are the needles? I'm like, for what? Are we tattooing? What's going on?
Yeah, you've always had bad luck with getting busted with weed?
Yeah, look at me, man. Yeah, I get pulled over just for anything, for being brown on a Friday. I get pulled over with my tattoos and long hair. But, like, because I'm skinny, they always think I'm a meth head. They're always like, when was the last time you eaten? When was the last time you slept?
Can you bite this apple?
How about you, dude? You smoke anything or not?
What?
Bud.
I don't know, man.
Some people had some shitty ass weed, dog, and fucking.
But I don't.
Give it one tester hit.
Sometimes they give us joints, and if they're pre-rolled, I give them a Toby.
I smoke,
see, most pre-rolls, you know, that you ain't, you know, they probably gave it to you for free when you bought that sack.
Yeah.
Oh, hell
you
yeah.
Know, or I'm pretty sure you didn't go all the way to roll it up.
It's all trim.
You know, it's all shake.
It's always all fucking all, trim, dude.
One time I know it's shake. And I test my pre-roll like this. I cut the get some scissors. I cut the tip. I put it upside down. If that shit falls, it's going to trash.
That's like,
if that's just,
it's not packed.
It's not even packed.
Just loose.
It's shake. You know, man, this would be a good weed to have if I was smoking Primos, you know.
Yeah, if you were dipping it.
Yeah.
If we had a little something to dip it in, this would be okay.
A little lovely.
I'll use those. I save those nasty pre-rolls for when I'm, like, completely drunk, like, leaving the comedy store or something, just totally annihilated, and I don't even care. Like, I don't taste nothing no more anyway but cigarettes and beer in my mouth, so I don't care. I'll smoke that, and I think it acts like a placenta. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting high.
Placebo?
Placebo.
A placebo?
Oh, placenta.
Placenta! Hey, I'm in the placenta hotboxing.
That's why I'm never going to die. I'm smoking placenta.
I'm just getting that doctor.
You got to get those stem cells in there somehow, huh?
Man, but yeah, but how big was that fucking heroin they found, dog? Let's get back to that fucking
stupid ass cop that didn't know what it was.
Chunk of
did
resin.
You have an aluminum foil and a little pipe or what?
No, it was like in a little silicone container. And he's like, what is this? Where are the needles? And I'm like, what are you talking? I was like, that's resin.
That had the bust of the century, huh?
And then he didn't know what I was talking about. I'm like, I scraped my weed pipe and put it in there. He goes, no, it's not. I'm like, smell it, bro. Like, have you ever smelt heroin?
He threw it away?
Yeah, he threw it away. And funny story about that. That cop really hated me because he took everything out of my car. He found a pipe, and it was like one of those like quad glass pipes. So he goes to throw it to break it, and it just bounces down the street. So he gets mad and like sets it on the edge of the curb like he's going to break it. So he goes to stomp on it, and it just rolled off and rolled his ankle. And they had to call another squad car to come finish. I swear to God. Dude. So now he's like, you piece of like just going off on me, man. Like hates me. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. That's not my fault. I have a great product.
It's the only reason I said dumb cop, because usually cops are pretty hip to what type of shit there's fucking out there on the street.
All right, man.
This one wasn't hip.
Upcoming show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in Salt Lake City this week at the Wise Guys with Rodrigo Torres, Johnny Handsome, and Toby Hicks. Jordan Landing location, man. The last sad people have the utility move on, huh? Are they moving on?
I don't know. I think they are, dude.
Utah?
Yeah.
They're playing the Golden State Warriors, bro.
I don't know, man. Who knows?
What's the score now? Aren't they almost being swept?
The Cavs got swept, 3-1. Right?
No, the Cavs swept
the other fools.
But there was another sweep going on. I thought it was the Warriors. I wasn't paying attention.
It was
to that
the Celtics
series.
And the Philadelphia.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the Sixers.
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Yeah. So that's what's
not
left.
Not yet. They haven't.
The 76ers are 3-1. They're done. Yeah. And then the Cavaliers just moved up, and then it's over, bro.
The Rockets, right?
The Rockets are going to move up.
They're probably the only ones that, like, fucking stand a chance on.
Who are you going to go for, the Rockets against the Golden State Warriors?
You know what? I can't go for the Rockets, dog, because that's where the fucking Astros are from. So fuck them, too, dog. I just thought about that.
There was this guy in Houston one time that gave me this weird look, so fuck every team from there.
That little shorty Altuve.
You know what, bro? Somebody said, you know what, bro? That's what the fucking podcast logo is, the Astro holder. Fuck that logo, too, way. That's what the dude said. He said our logo is Astros, bro.
Or somebody said it was Broncos, too, huh?
Yeah, so people can't get off colors, huh?
I can't get off sports either.
That's what I'm saying. Like
if I see an outfit that's gray and black, those pants are Raider colors.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude. If you're not playing for the team, who really gives a shit, though?
If you see someone in a gel outfit, hey, those are Raider colors.
What's up, fool? I'm coming to Ignacio, Colorado at Sky Youth Casino, May 19th. Man, Ignacio, bro, let me tell you how hard it is to fly over there. No matter where you go, there's going to be a four-hour layover.
No matter what?
2.5, 3-hour layover.
Like they want you to drive from Denver there.
So the Denver and then to a little airport?
You fly into Durango.
Irvine Improv.
There's a long connection.
May 24th to the 27th. Miami, May 31st at Magic City Casino. I'm headlining the ultimate Miami comedian competition and closing out with an hour-long set. Man, tickets are still available. I'm telling you, tickets are still available. They're moving slow, people. Come on. Tell all your friends.
Miami, you've been asking
Miami, coño. This is the only time I'm going to be there unless they open. Bring back the Hard Rock Cafe, which they're not.
No, there's no club.
Schaumburg, Illinois. Schaumburg. Everybody, Schaumburg. May 17th through 17th at Schaumburg Improv. Outside Chicago. And I mean really outside.
40 minutes.
Outside. I remember the first time they booked me there. Felipe, you're doing a Chicago Improv. Are you excited? Yeah. And then we remember driving away, bro. It got farther and farther.
40 minutes.
I mean, Chicago that way, bro. Yeah, man. You're going to the outskirts. Yeah, the suburbs.
They have a cool mall out there.
Yes, they do.
Remember, it was like 105 degrees when we were there.
Are you going to make it up to Chicago?
The locusts were out and everything.
Are you going to make it up to Chicago when we're there?
Yeah.
You got to get up early, huh?
Yeah.
We did it last time, though, right?
Yeah, fool, always.
You and I did it, right?
Oh, going down to Chicago and then coming back.
We went that one
suburbs.
Time.
We did that one. You have to go even early.
Even from
now.
There. Yeah.
You have to go early.
The last time I was eating on pizza, bro. I ate that big ass Chicago deep dish.
Mm. Yeah, we ate the, what was that place called?
Giordano's,
yeah.
Giordano's. What's up, fool? Where'd you go, Tori? Man, you got shows coming up or what?
Yeah, man. We have the June 11th show in Riverside at the Box of Viva Los Jokes. And also I'll be at Long Beach Laugh Factory.
Oh, shit.
That'll be Latino night.
LBC.
Yeah, man.
Stoner Rob, you got shows coming up?
Yeah, May 19th, I'm headlining the Ice House.
There you go.
In Pasadena, June 12th, up. Ontario Improv. And then June 28th, we launch the first, check this out, the first ever weed-licensed comedy club in America is going into Las Vegas.
You lead investors.
I have Thursday night, every Thursday for a year, I signed the contract. So I'm there every single Thursday.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's going to be insane. So we have the whole night. So we can, well, if you're in Vegas, come by. The whole crowd can smoke. You can bring all the weed you want inside.
So every table is going to have a bong and lighters.
Yeah, we have stuff for you. We sell paraphernalia. We do not sell cannabis there. You just bring it all. We let you smoke it.
Bring your own weed.
Bring your own weed. BYOW.
When is that again?
Where is it?
This launches July 5th. And then it's every Thursday in North Las Vegas. It's a brand new club that opened up.
What's the club?
It's oh my goodness gracious. It is the
North Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's North Las Vegas, but the club is called.
So they're allowed to smoke inside? You need a license? Just walk in? No, you don't need a license.
No, you just need to be 21.
And I've been wondering when these cities who are becoming legal, when they're going to start lounges and stuff, because these people can't smoke in their hotel room.
Nope.
They can't smoke on the streets.
Yeah.
But it's legal. So they're just like, their hands are tied. They can't really go and have a good time if they're just going to enjoy Vegas. They're going to pay $250 for smoking in their room or not get to smoke what they bought.
And there are signs everywhere too now.
None of those dispensaries have like a lounge in them, right?
No. Nope.
They're just basic like medical looking dispensaries.
It's called Isaac's THC Club. And the Thursday night is going to be the Laughing Cloud, cannabis and comedy. But yeah, you can't smoke on the strip. You can't, like, walk in and go see, like, at the Harris Improv or the Tropicana Laugh Factory. You can't go there and smoke weed. But we're going to have some cool comics coming out that, like, are headliners that headline Vegas, and they'll be in there. And you can smoke all the buds you want. You can bring wax in. You can bring anything cannabis you want.
Smoke a plant.
But they're going to allow all that in there? They already tested it out, like,
yep.
How much smoke is going to be in there?
Oh, we got great. Are
people going to start fires?
No, no one's going to start a
fire. Get your hair on fire and shit, huh?
Only you, Felipe.
No, I know, because, like, you know, how you know, man, I'm pretty sure you can't have it. Like, you try to tell a joke, but a guy in front of you has a torch on.
That is true. That is true. I didn't even
bunch
think about,
of noise think about and it, shit. Man.
Everyone that's going to dab has
you
to start
bombing,
back.
Everybody turns out the light at the same time.
Lighters
light them on fire, bro.
I don't know if I'm getting the light or that guy's lighting a blunt in the back.
Speaking of the audience, Dr. Ken, bro, he was at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. No, Stand Up Live Comedy Club in Arizona. And some lady was having a seizure in the middle of the row, in the front row. And this was, they were getting heckled. But people were yelling, Dr. Ken, help her. She's dying. And he fucking resuscitated her, bro, until the EMT got there.
Yeah, dude's a fucking physician, isn't he?
Fuck yeah, bro. He killed the audience and then brought it back to life.
I've seen that in the LA Times, dude.
Crazy, huh? What would you do if you were about to say what's going to happen?
First of all, I wouldn't want to put anybody in the Heimlich so I can get, like, some liability going. Is there a nurse in here? Call 911.
I know, man. We're at the airport. I saw this old lady pretend to fall off that chair, bro, the wheelchair. Like, she didn't get up on time, and then she fell forward in the back. Then everybody helped her up. The guy that was holding the wheelchair, he helped her up. But I was going to help her up, too. And I said, you know what? Fuck this lady. I don't want to pull no shoulder.
Well, did that one time that old man fell, and he's all trying to get him up and everything. He's almost pulling his back out, Ma. Fuck around and fucking that old man get all fucked up and try to sue your ass, dog.
I don't think you can be sued anymore for helping out if you're a regular person. If you're a medical professional and you hurt somebody in that position trying to help them, then that you can be sued. I think that's how it works now. Because for a period of time that you were able to sue somebody and they hurt you while trying to save you, but I think it's been.
I remember it was a Chips episode about that. Where, they said it was the cop that moved him out, one of the Chips, and it wasn't. It was another person. Then the person woke up from the coma. Was it him? The cop said, no, it was another person. Oh, you said the wrong thing.
You almost messed up Chips.
Some motherfuckers are, though, dude.
Oh, man. I want to punch the lady today. Punch some lady at the airport today for taking too long, bro.
Oh, that little one?
Yeah, because we were flying first class, because every time there's an hour flight, we have enough. Every time we have a 2 hour less flight, we have enough miles to go first class. First class. And I knew, like, I could tell that when somebody's trying to sneak into the line and they're lost, but they don't want to go to the other line.
Yeah.
But she got in the first class line, right? I don't think she was first class. Premier, she goes there. She don't think she has a ticket for anything, bro. She has a cute little cat that's in a Louis Vuitton.
Should have stole that cat, dog.
Yeah, and he going meow. And she didn't have papers for that dog to fly, that cat to fly. So that's delaying more time. Horrible. And then her Louis Vuitton travel bag, it's not a carry-on. It's all wrapped up, bro. Like, she's going to Mexico. She want nobody to open it up.
Yeah.
They're going to open it up.
So they're all taped up. So that's going to take time. Now, we know this fucking bitch is taking forever already, right? Now she turns around talking to us. So, you guys are all friends?
Oh,
I don't say anything.
No.
Are you guys are all friends? Oh, I like your hair. It's curly, huh? What do you guys do? Where are you guys going? Man, and then I moved up next to her because finally somebody else opened up another line for us. She's still talking to us. Are you guys into the gospel?
Oh, hell, that's where it's over right there. That's where it's done.
It was over when she said we were friends, bro. This fool said not anymore. Rodrigo straight up told that bitch, not anymore.
Dude, I wanted to go off, but I don't be all like, you know, I'm lying, dude. Sometimes
dude, they kicked you out of the plane. So I get my shit together, man, and then she's still blabbing, bro.
Oh, dude.
They're going to let her on the plane. She has no ticket, first of all. She's trying to buy the ticket there. She don't have no fucking waiting for that cat to fly, bro. And you gotta be kidding me. Anyway, so before I walk away, I tap on the shoulder. Excuse me. You should really, really ask God to forgive you for getting on the wrong line and slowing everybody down.
Yes.
That was a.
And I walked away, bro. And I walked away with my whip.
Oh, dude, out of wind, I've just been like, God hates you.
How much patience do you have, bro? You travel like that.
Oh, I don't have no pain. Like, everyone assumes I drink because I'm a stoner. Like, right there, I would have, honestly, I would have caused this. I would have been the one that's like, this stupid bitch, like, as loud as I could. Like, are you serious with your fake-ass Louis Vuitton? Get the fuck out of the way. You can't even afford a ticket. No one's going to pay for you, you ugly bitch. I would have went crazy, bro.
And then there was a Korean man there with a family, and he was, like, looking at it like, hey, she ain't with us.
Yeah, she was like, this bitch is fucking it up for us right now, dude.
Dude.
He was all shaking my head. Lagging, man.
They don't understand how to travel. One time, Lisa and I were coming from somewhere, and this other crazy chick with a big-ass guitar and 10 bags, bro.
She has so many things. I don't know how she couldn't have made them all in one trip.
And she just left it there, and she looked at me like, can you watch this? And walked away with the fucking say
no.
No, I
here.
Told her no. She said, can you watch this? And I said, you know, we're really not supposed to do that. I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't watch anybody. Shit.
It's cool to be a good Samaritan, dude, but no good deed goes unpunished.
What you do, Stoney Rob? Somebody just fucking dropped their bags there. And could you watch this real quick? And then leave.
Dude, if I was just getting out of the airport, like coming back, I would take them.
No,
I would take them with me.
Where were they in the airport? Rob. These are all carry-ons. If they don't know your ass.
If they don't know. Oh, then hell no, I'm not watching. I'll probably do something funny to their bags.
Well, you're going to start opening up the shit, start wearing your clothes.
Yeah. I would totally do something funny with their shit.
I wouldn't want to help them out with anything because who knows if they're like a terrorist or some shit.
Hey, they would come back and I'd have all their jewelry on.
Like your stuff's right here. Potential crimes.
One time this fucking lady, I was buying cupcakes, bro. You know, my fat ass. And this old rich old lady passes by and she just leaves her dog right there where I'm sitting and goes, watch my dog.
Okay, what? I'm your fucking servant.
What?
Watch my dog, bro.
I should have came back. I'd have been like, I watched your dog get killed. I saw
somebody would took that motherfucker. I would have let him, bro.
Yeah.
Give that shit to Paul Rodriguez, eh? Inside joke.
What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog. Right here with fucking Stoner Rob in the house.
Hell yeah.
What's up, fool?
What's up, dog?
You just moved out of the Iran deal. That's all I say because that's all I know.
That fool wants to start problems. They're just starting problems. It's John Bolton, dude. And all that fucking bullshit.
He's wanted to do it for a while.
Dude, it's like, what are you doing, dude? And that they're all trying that shit. They gave Obama gave Iran our money. It wasn't ours.
It was theirs.
People don't even understand diplomacy, dog. It's over a fucking 40-year span. This ain't nothing new, dude. It's causing fucking friction, dog.
He's getting really mad, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
It's just like, dude, you want to, dude, it's cool to, all right, we've been bombing people, whatever, not we, but our government, but dude, you don't want to start shit on a fucking massive scale like that, dude. It's not good. If you follow it, it's not good, dude.
It's not good. Israel's saying that it's going to create an Israel-Syrian war in Syria. I think that's Iran war in Syria is what Israel is afraid of. Not Netanyahu, because he's been pushing for this.
Of course.
But the other people who are critics of what Netanyahu's trying to do.
Shit, he has a dude. There's a bunch of shit you can say, but man, it's not good. I don't believe so.
What's up, fool? Did you watch Saturday Night Live? This is America.
No, I did not. We had shows that night.
Did you see the video?
No, I did not.
Did you see it?
Nah.
Did you see it?
The only video I seen was him of a music video where he shoots somebody in the head.
That's it.
That one? Okay. I just seen the intro to the
whole dancing and all that. He's dancing. He's mimicking the Jim Crow.
Oh, okay.
The way he's dancing, like they're going at this, it's like the Jim Crow.
The Jim Crow or the what's his name? Burt Williams.
Jim Crow.
What is that?
It's the Jim Crow character.
Jim Crow character? Or the...
He's got like... The fuck's that shit called? He's tattered and he's like doing like this.
Yeah, Bojangles, right?
Well, Bojangles was like...
Ish type...
That one.
Built off
Jim
of that.
What?
It's all that.
When he's dancing, he's doing that dance.
Jim Crow.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm showing that, but I don't have
the audio. Who introduced him?
Daniel Kaluuya. I don't know how to pronounce his name. From Get Out. Chris from Get Out. Anyway, there's no sound, so it's pointless playing this.
And what's everybody saying about that dance and all that shit?
That it's...
It just draws the parallel between people today, young people today, only caring about
the music,
the dancing, the surface level stuff, and then they're ignoring all this other stuff that's happening in America. Guns.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one where the death rides in on a horse and the car is behind
yeah.
it. Yeah, okay.
Things, yeah.
Is that what I was watching?
Yeah.
So, I just smoked a lot of weed, so yeah. I see stuff like that all the time.
So I figured out that he was at Jim Crow the way when he was dancing at this. Did he make that face too? Because during the dancing, he goes, during the song, he's saying, Ain't I pretty?
Am I pretty?
And he's doing the same faces as the black faces of the old days.
Like the step and fetch it.
Like, just like, yeah. Who there when I say who there?
Yeah. Mammy.
Yeah. You seen my mammy. What's up, fool? What are people saying? Hello from Brazil.
We're buffering.
Fernanda Souza.
Fernanda.
And Pastor Torres. Pastor.
Fernanda's also in America.
You're a pastor now, though, just because you know by Randio.
I'm an ordained minister. I shit you not. I'm an ordained minister.
How many people on the fringe of society are ordained ministers?
The fringe of entertainment.
I mean, like our pastor. We had a non-religious wedding.
Gary Glesser, the minister of cheeseburgers.
We had a non-religious wedding, but we were married by the officiant was a pastor, and his side job is a magician.
He's
an ordained minister.
It made sense when he had his little ponytail.
Yeah, he has a little ponytail.
Okay.
I do cannabis weddings, bro. You could pay me. I have like 3 forms of cannabis weddings I perform. That's why I did it, to do cannabis weddings.
You never tried to annul it? Fuck, I was high when I married
I've done four of them, dude. I've done 4 of them. I could read you your last rites, too.
Dude, I already paid your invoice. What are you talking about?
What the last rites? Yeah. This fool shows up, eh?
Anything a weed job. I'm a weed pastor, bro. Yeah.
It's time for you to start cutting these weeds.
I'm a weed baker. I'm a weed refrigerator installer, bro.
I'm a weed psychologist, bro, dog.
I guess people have faith, huh?
I come over high and give you DirecTV. I'm a weed installer.
Well, said an ordained minister.
Yeah, man. You want me to baptize your kid? This podcast in bong water? Bong water.
This podcast was preordained.
Skip podcast.
What did you
want? Isn't Martin a minister?
Gabriel's a minister.
They both married, right?
I think Martin is too.
Yeah, I think. Didn't Martin marry somebody too?
Wow. He married Mega Man, bro.
And they're both those little married last one.
Shout out to that fool that did your you pooping in that car with the sound.
Mario 10.
Mario Cruz, do not start drawing me. He drew me already. He drew this Beauty and the Beast thing.
I don't know about your eye, though, man.
Do not even start.
It's like...
That's all I'm going to say. Don't start me.
This fool said, smoke weed in La Mirada, Rasa.
That's pretty much, yeah.
It's a little too free with that pen with those little watercolors, man.
So if people want to just hand you their vape pen, like, we know where they've been.
Oh, hell no, dog. Oh,
yeah, that's gross, it's dude. All gooey. No, you want to hear something funny? This is
We're
nasty.
Waiting, bro.
And I tell this shit on stage, and this is 100% true, dog. So I'm doing comedy with this porn star, and she's just sitting there, and she's chilling. We both filmed that day. So we meet at the Ice House, and she's going to feature. So I'm chilling, and we're sharing a blunt. Halfway through the blunt, so we're sharing it. She goes, what'd you film today? And I was like, oh, I was doing a dispensary release with Tommy Chong. What'd you film? And she hands me the blunt back, and I'm hitting it. She goes, I had a scene where I had to eat a dude's ass for 3 hours and then come over here. Fucking, I looked at that blunt like, what the fuck, bro? Like, that's something you tell somebody before you share a blunt with them, that you were eating asshole.
No, man, she told me earlier, man, we would roll up a pre-roll.
Gave her one of those hand-me-downs. Dude,
wow,
that was
man,
gross.
What porn star was this?
Sylvia Sage. Might know her. Sylvia Sage, the comedian. She's a comedian.
And a porn star.
And a porn star.
Sylvia Sage?
The butt of all jokes.
Yeah, she does a lot of anal stuff.
And she's a minister too, huh?
No, I married her, though.
She's a minister of mission. She's a missionary.
All day.
Which one is she?
Which one is she?
No, it's Sage.
It's your face. I guess that's her.
Yeah,
that one's her. That's crazy.
Does she look like that in person?
Yeah, that's
they keep tugging
right
me with her now, eh?
Yeah, whoa. There she is. Sylvia Sage.
She looks like a comedian.
But then she's like, I brushed my teeth. She looks like a comedian, not a porn star. She's like, I brushed my teeth,
dude.
Here's me
in a bikini, guys.
There you go.
I was like, did you brush your fucking lips? Fuck your teeth. You don't come tell me you brushed your teeth after you ate ass for 3 hours. You got to, like, bleach your face, bro, and before you share a blunt with somebody.
Wow, man. That's the business you're in, bro.
It's hard.
You're in the fringe.
You want to know how to become a cannabis lord, like they were saying. You
gotta, a cannabis lord, dog.
You got to take asshole blunts to the mouth, bro.
Fuck that.
He's asking for a taco shop update. The update is, I think it came out on May 4th. Yeah. I think you can buy it on DVD in a lot of places.
Bootleg it, bro, please.
I don't know about seeing it in some select theaters, but we don't really know what's going on with that movie. But it's out.
It's out, bro.
If you can make sense of what's going on with Felipe's character,
this who said rest in peace headphone users, you want to laugh loud, eh? So what'd you start doing comedy? Liam's?
No. I've done Liam's, though, back in the day, like 8 years ago, we were still doing Liam's. That's funny that you say that, dude. That place is a shithole. But I started,
I like
actually.
I the setup of Liam's. I like it.
What?
I like the way Liam's looks.
Which one? Which time? They've changed it like nine times.
Probably that Colton one.
You walk in, and it's like a restaurant, and there's a restaurant to the left.
A bar,
and then
yeah.
to the right, there's a bar and
that's
lounge.
That's exactly
yeah.
the same.
Yeah, they
it
changed,
looks like old wallpaper
yeah,
from somebody's rec room.
All
in
the
that.
70s. Now, now the stage is straight to the back, if not to the right. No more. It's like crazy. Okay. They don't even do comedy there no more. But I started with Christopher Titus. The first time I ever did comedy, because I was doing radio. I was on KKL 96.7. I think you came down one
KKL
time
rocks.
Doing... Yeah, 96.7 KKL rocks. So we...
Do it again, bro.
96.7 KKL rocks. So I think we had you down when you were doing Ontario. When you were doing the Ontario Improv. But we had Chris in there, and we're just doing banter. And he's like, dude, you should do comedy.
No way.
And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. I don't know where to start. He's all, well, you start tonight. Dude, you got 5 minutes. I got a sold out improv.
I wrote the show.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do my first ever comedy set tonight at the Ontario Improv. And that's where I started.
How did it go, bro? You did like comedy, press out t-shirt, what happened?
Nah, I just went over there. I opened. I did 5 minutes. That was the scariest, probably shittiest 5 minutes I've ever done in my life. It was all cliche, stupid stoner jokes. You know what I mean? And,
I wrote these jokes. Yeah, I wrote, like, hey, give us some cliche marijuana joke, Rodrigo.
What would be a cliche? I don't know.
It was lame,
forgot
bro.
Forgot to get me high.
Yeah.
It was like, oh,
that's
dude.
Shitty
yeah.
weed.
Oh, I know.
What's
exactly.
the other one that Baby Bash always says? Oh, higher than giraffe God. Pussy.
Those are all British jingle
it's
jokes.
That's not a joke, but I mean, it's
that's
like,
great. They are. They're all in a set. I say what I say what I want. But
oh my God!
I said some lame shit. Like, you ever smoked weed with a Chinese man? They can't get Chinese dyes. They get blind. I was saying some dumb shit I would never say again on stage, bro. And it went good because it was a Christopher Titus show, so everyone in there is just like lit on drugs anyway.
So funny.
Yeah, they're like, oh God.
So you mentioned that comedian, man. Besides him, which one of the worst comedian you ever seen?
That I've ever seen.
Like when you said, like when you first started, cause when you first started off. You see some crazy motherfucking comedians starting off. You're at their level.
Homeless fool.
I saw, man, I must have said this already, but man, I did a comedy show one time, and I had to follow a guy with a tuba.
What the?
And that fool closed with guess what?
Dun dun.
Jaws.
I knew. Oh, dude. There's no way.
So I know how to play on the tuba, dog. No,
like, you talking just any comic or like, known comic.
Anyone, man. You gotta say their names, but you can say how bad it went.
Oh, let's see. The worst. I've seen a comic get knocked out.
What?
Arnold Loma?
Huh?
What happened?
Higher than a giraffe pussy so much.
Well, everybody says it.
Oh, really? That's weak, though.
I know, but everybody says it.
I'm higher than giraffe pussy? I've never made me laugh.
I think I'm higher than astronaut dick. Put it in one of his songs, too. And I can't take
I've
that.
Heard I'm higher than astronaut dick.
Nah, they're all bad.
I remember really back when...
The best one, man, is when Joe Diaz said he's high, and then he mentioned how high he is. This is the fucking joint that... $2 smoke before he got shot.
Yeah.
Those are always the best.
Yeah, man.
There's a little ad lib.
This is a joint that Freddie Soto smoked before he left the comedy store. Sergio Love.
I think the worst show ever besides the guy getting knocked out.
Shows that flyer. I know you're fucking.
It was Pachanga. This is probably like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago.
Still the improv or was just comedy club at Pachanga?
It was just comedy club at Pachanga, but they called
enough
me.
About Patrick Laguerre.
No, they called me to do a spot and it was.
They called you.
Yeah. And it was because I knew, what was his name? Leroy that was always down there. And so
bad
I.
Bad Leroy Brown.
He was bad Leroy Brown. And I go down there and they're like, it's going to be Chris Kattan. And I had thought Chris Kattan did stand up before, like all the movies. And I was like, oh, this is going to be cool.
He's in The Fringe too, bro.
This is going to be great. Yeah,
and he's a minister.
And it just, that night went He's a good dude. Yeah, he's a real.
He's a party animal.
That shit went bad on stage that whole night.
What is bitch like? What are Chris Kattan's bits like? Are they more like characters?
No, they were more like stories told. Like he was telling stories, and it just wasn't going over. Like a lot of people, like some, a lot of the crowd was barely 21 going to Pechanga, so they're like, we don't know what the fuck movie you're talking about. Like a lot of these people were like, what the fuck's Night at the Roxbury?
So he's like telling stories from his experiences. Yeah, from his
and it just was not hitting. And then the next night, Will Ferrell was there. I wish I would have waited a day. I should have called him sick. Called him sick and went the next one. It went really bad. It was so awkward, dude. It was just so awkward to be a comic that night. Like everybody, like they're looking at you, like you were a part of this, like you caused this. Like, well, you went before him.
But so. what had been like the moment when you said, "Man, you know what? This is what I love doing: stand up comedy." We already know you smoke weed, but
yeah.
When did you combine them together? Like you fell down or what happened?
No, what happened was because I'd always be doing the weed stuff, and so I started pitching along with another comic named Medicinal Mike back in the day. yeah.
Is that fool bald?
No, he's going bald probably, but he's not bald all the way yet.
I feel like I've heard Medicinal Mike.
Yeah. There was that one for the De Niro impression.
It's because I know a lot of Mike.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
With a bandana.
There's that dude that calls himself Black Mike. He's Filipino, right?
Yeah.
He's dark and he
produces shows, no?
Yeah, he puts on shows.
He used to do Slanted with Edwin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he used to do Slanted comedy with Edwin. But,
why does everyone that's Mike have to put something in front of
it?
You got
know.
Big Mike, like Big Mike.
White Mitchell, Mike.
Black Mike.
White Mike?
Michael Rapaport was always White Mike growing up. Yeah, he's White Mike.
That's so funny, dude.
Mike and Ike.
We call myself Fat Rod.
But we started hitting up HempCons and being like, you guys want comedy at these things? And finally they're like, yeah, come
HempCons.
Yeah, HempCons. We started hitting those up in like 2008, 2009, like right when we started doing comedy. Like, you guys want to do comedy? And at that time it was like, just give us some weed. We didn't give a shit about getting paid. Just give us some weed and give us a little bracelet and let us go to HempCon.
Did it all for the bracelet.
And now we do, like, I host the Boston Freedom Rally every year.
In Boston?
Yeah, in Boston.
How big is that show?
It's 180,000 people at the Boston Common, bro. Three days.
Three days of just cannabis smoke out.
That's September 14th, 15th, and 16th this year. So if you're in Boston,
will you host the comedy side?
No, I host the whole thing, dude. Like, weed shows. I host a lot of the big weed shows, so I host the whole thing. I throw out like over $5,000 worth of product a day.
I'll shake.
I'll drop.
Shaking them down over there in Massachusetts.
This is for Felipe.
Throwing out a weak dab, dark ass dab.
Everybody cut the tips off these and see if they fall out.
Dabbing resin over here.
In Las Vegas one time, I dropped 1,000 joints from a drone on the crowd.
Awesome.
That was cool, fun.
Make it rain.
Full fighting.
I bet.
What was your first marijuana show?
My first weed show was probably HempCon. It was HempCon 2003, and I just went to that one. I wasn't, like, performing there, but I would go to every HempCon from then on, and then I started doing the High Times Cannabis Cups, and I don't mess with them no more. But
what happened?
Like, they're let me tell you about high crimes, bro.
They have a new guy with a called Stoner Rod.
Look at a wig.
He's a ripoff, bro.
A ripoff.
He has a gray beard.
Yeah. He's the cop from The Simpsons, and I'm the fucking bus driver. No, but
Chief Quigley.
They just do stuff wrong, dude. Like, they take a lot of people's money. Like, what just happened? They set up people in Las Vegas one time, bro. Like, in Las Vegas, they didn't tell everybody, in my opinion. Because they told everyone they could sell, and then when people did, the cops came in and said, High Times knows you can't sell. People went to jail. And then,
yeah, man. They were mentioning cookies. They got those cookies. And another guy, they all got messages from some guy going, y'all better not even show up with your weed.
Yep.
That was before the law passed.
Yeah. Burner and everybody?
Burner, yeah.
Certain people were getting emails, and certain companies weren't. And that's just weird, dude.
Trying to bash competition or what?
Yeah, Baby Bash was there, too.
Yeah, Baby Bash.
He's the first one that had pre-rolls,
huh? He didn't get arrested, though.
No. We were in Boston with Baby Bash last year. He headlined with Paul Wall. He was the headliners of the Freedom Rally. Okay. And then there's always the Jamaican Cup in November.
Here you go, man.
Yeah, that's the World Cup. Like how there's the Cannabis Cup in every state, then that's the World Cup.
Wow. Okay.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The real winners are anyone that could get their weed to Jamaica without getting busted.
Yeah?
That's the winner.
This guy, Omar Gonzalez, wants to know what state has the worst weed.
Oh, bro, from where I've traveled, I have to give it to Oklahoma. Oklahoma has the worst weed I've ever smoked. Like, I've smoked swag back in the day. I've been to Mexico and smoked tire weed, dude. And Oklahoma still, it's not tire weed, but they think it's good. And it's nowhere near good, dude.
And they give it the name of something good, but it's not.
Yeah, they will.
It looks like it's a Latin Thunderfuck, but you know that shit is Reggie fuck.
This ain't no ATF.
Hell no.
It's more like Oprah fuck. This is nasty.
You know, tire Jiggle? Trees. Dude, there's a lot of shitty weed everywhere, dog. Florida had shitty ass weed.
But remember, we already said he won't smoke anything unless it comes out of the Queen's twat. That's what
I'm talking about. If it's Reggie like stress, I won't smoke it, man. I'll just hold my whole tight, bro.
What if you're there for 5 days and you can't get nothing else? Would you smoke it?
Wait, bro.
No, I won't. There's no way, dog. Like, maybe 4 fucking hours I'll wait. Dude,
I'll wait I'll fucking go on stage and beg, bro.
It always works. There's always one fool. Yeah, that's true.
But also, if I have that much, I would ask somebody, man, can you cook this, put it all in oil, and then give me the oil?
Yeah.
And then I'll fucking make brownies before I leave.
That's a lot of work. I need to get high. So I would still smoke it, but I'd go get like, old school ways, those flavor wraps and all the flavored shit that people like get for their nasty weed.
You still have that shit in the back of your throat, brother. Though,
yeah, but bro, I need to get high. You don't understand how my life is.
You have a nervous breakdown, huh?
I go to jail and make bail, so I'm only there for 18 hours. I come out like, fuck. Everyone thinks I'm on meth. I'm like, nah, bro,
how often do you
weed.
Go to jail?
I go to court.
Jail is like the one that sends him running to that shitty weed. How often is that?
Dude, it's not as much no more. Now weed's legal. But see, like, I'll always fight for weed. So I always never cared. So like,
put up your dukes.
I'm like, hey, we're going to go to this festival. And I always have like a big tent because we have our own companies and stuff. So when I get pulled over, it's not like, oh, Rob has a joint. You know what I mean? Like, I got pulled over last time with 28 pounds of weed and 4 pounds of wax.
Why so much? 28 pounds? Why so much?
Because I was going to an event, like High Times. And I was going there because I'll sell out at 28 pounds.
Oh, but you could sell at these events?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Certain ones.
I don't know anything about
that. The last High Times, you couldn't. Well, not the one before that, you couldn't. But now they got their weed license, and they just did.
What happened this year with the Hemp Festival with no license?
The Hemp Fest in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So Louis XIII lost his Instagram page for talking shit.
Yeah, because. Yeah, what real
tell it. Bring it down.
I had my own area, so it's called Stoner Rob Village, and what I do is I bring like all the vendors that work with me a lot, right?
That's what I'm saying.
They work with me a lot, and we get a special price on a village because I'm like, you give me a price cut on booths, but I'm bringing 50 booths. You know what I mean? So I gave the guy $11,000, $9,000 in cash, the rest in product for him. Reserved my spot. Other people did the same thing. The day before, he starts texting. Actually, I get a call saying that the park said that he hasn't paid anything and he has no permits. And I'm like, what? And right as I'm talking to my boy about this, he's texting me and going, hey, Rob, if you want a couple extra boosts, can you bring me $1,000 to my house right now? And I'm like, bro, I just got a text that says it's not even happening. And he didn't respond back. And then he hits me back and goes, it's happening. And then he hits me with the address of that tiny little club on Fremont Street that's right across from Al Cortez. He hits me with
Triple B?
The Binions.
No, it's Binions Horseshoe. It's this tiny little, like, they do like rock and ska shows.
It's
like
right Triple B, right?
It's not Triple B? No, I don't think so.
It's right across from Al Cortez.
I don't know.
It's a little
Triple
corner.
Triple B is right across
it's
from
it. It's on the corner, is it?
It might have been.
I don't know what's on
it. It might be, dude.
And Billiards, right?
It's not tiny, though, but I guess compared tiny. To
yeah, the compared to what we're.
It's a bar and a stage, that's it.
Because there was supposed
very
to be.
Very basic.
We had over 200 vendors. That's like what the National Orange Show ground holds. You know what I mean? Crazy. We have 200 to 500 vendors there. So he's saying that it's going to go there, and we're like, dude, there's no way. My village alone is 40 vendors. And then I see the stuff they sent him, that the bar sent him, and they said you can have 4 vendors here with only CBD.
No CBD?
No THC. And I was like, what? So he wasn't aware that we're all getting these same emails. So now we're like, we want our money back. He's like, oh, no, it's just rescheduled. And then starts coming after all of us. He's like, you keep talking about this. Your family's dead. And like, da, da, da. And this fool, his name's Mike Hooligan, this motherfucking piece of shit. And this fool, I'm like, then do something, bro. Just come over and give us our goddamn money. I even said, I was like, the product I gave you, I don't expect you to pay for that. That's gone, obviously. But give me the $9,000 that I gave you so I give it back to my people. You know what I mean? So what I've been doing, I've paid everybody from my people out of my pocket. So now he owes me $9,000 straight up and a bunch of other companies.
He hasn't paid you still.
He hasn't paid anybody.
Missing in
Did
action?
Anybody get to actually, was there actually a festival?
No. What happened was me and my boy Mike, what we ended up doing is I called this like wrestling venue that's down there. And I asked them, because they do a lot of like little sessions there. And I asked them if I could bring my 40 vendors over to their wrestling set, like festival. This is like the night before, dude. And they're like, yeah, can we wrestle and everything here? I'm like, yeah, because they do like weed wrestling. And I, like, it's crazy. Like,
what's next?
Like, they got to go, like, there's pounds. Like, instead of the belt over the ring, there's a pound. And whoever gets the pound first wins and stuff like that. But
fuck hitting them with the chair, huh?
So within 18 hours, we turned it on, and I had a whole festival, and we had over like 800 people there. So we kind of saved a little bit for some people, but a lot of people got screwed. A lot of, like, especially if you went straight through him, you got screwed. And now he moved because we knew where he lived. I went straight to his pad, dude. That shit was empty.
Damn.
Wow. Empty.
So he just took everybody's money. Has this guy organized the festivals before?
Yeah, and they've been good. Like, we've hosted them for the last 6 years. And like last year, we brought out Insane Clown Posse, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Cottonmouth Kings. The year before that, Tommy Chong, Afro Man. It's always been fun until last year.
Did Louis talk about losing money too?
I don't know about Louis. I don't know if he lost money.
He was mad that they couldn't sell they were promising.
Yeah, he lost money.
Probably lost money
because you got to pay. You have to pay at least 6 weeks ahead of time to have a spot.
Yeah,
and it was just weird this year, like. It seemed like the dude was on drugs. Like, he was calling me and like, because I would make payments. I'm like, well, I pay half at the beginning and then half 3 days before the fest. That's how a lot of places are. Like, we want to see the venue. And he's like, no, that's not how this is. So just make payments. And he would like, I'll be like, okay, on the first every month, I'll pay you, you know, $1,000 or whatever. And he would call, I'd make a payment. 4 days would pass by. I need another $1,000. I can't hold your spot, and you're going to lose all your cash. I'm like, what do you mean I'm going to lose my cash?
You guys have contracts too, like written contracts?
Yeah,
they were a weed lawyer, and he used the contract for rolling paper.
Their names are the Pop Brothers at Law. Very successful lawyers, dude.
Except for this case.
Yeah, yeah, this one.
Jacobin and Munchies.
It's because this is Nevada. We're in California. Yeah. So this guy screwed everybody, dude. And that's what happened to that. That sucked, bro. But we got high with wrestlers. Ended up having a cool time.
Hello from Ottawa.
Hello, how are you?
Canada. Somebody want to know what the longest you've been without smoking weed.
here we go again. Back to jail. if I go to jail, it probably takes me like a day or two to get it. So, like a day.
You smoking there?
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
In jail, were they good, though?
No. Hell no. What?
That's butt weed, huh?
I have to say it was good.
Yeah, you just whatever. Everything's good when you don't have anything.
How much did it cost?
In jail, commissary, I got 4 ramens and then 3 cigarettes.
No, for the marijuana, a joint?
Yeah, one joint. A pinner.
How small was it, though?
Like, really, like, swear to God, it's a regular jail joint. It was like the length of a regular joint, but it's so skinny, like... 3 hits, gone.
Was it like Joy Bia Gomez from Chicago? Was it smaller than that?
It was Ally McBeal, bro. It was an Ally McBeal joint.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
it is a toothpick, man.
Was it like fucking saca la leche blunts, bro?
Oh, dude, I'm sure those are a little bit bigger.
But what, it was like a pin or not even half a gram in there?
No, not even. There's no way. Probably 0.25, if that.
And how do you get it lit? How do you smoke it in there?
Oh, dude, there's matches.
Were they rolled up on a zigzag?
Yeah, a zigzag.
Did it get you high?
Yeah, I got, because you're not smoking as much, bro. It's crazy. Like, weed's like one of the only drugs where you don't have, like.
How long did it take to smoke that shit? You turn it off or you smoked it off?
No, that's three. It was 3 hits, dude. It was gone. Like, 1, 2, and then Wu-Tang.
Did somebody say, man, pass that shit, homie?
No, hell no. You Wu-Tang in there. You make sure there's no evidence, man.
With the smoke, would he blow down the toilet and flush it or what?
Nah, you usually just have a big old rag and you'll just keep blowing into that and then throw it into your laundry. You'll be fine. Especially, no one cares in there, bro. They don't care if you're smoking weed. You know what I mean? Like, they care more about meth and tattooing and shit.
And heroin.
Yeah.
How much heroin costs in there?
I don't know. I didn't buy any. I didn't have enough.
20.
Someone said I didn't have enough.
I didn't have enough ramen, bro.
Buying stuff in prison is like trying to figure out what you could buy with a Chuck E. Cheese tickets. Like,
yeah.
Barter system.
If a guy would have been got locked up and he would have shoved 10 Chupa Chews instead of that, he'll come up in there?
Oh, yeah, dude. Not like Chupa Chews. We could get that on commissary, but you come up somewhat. And you come up with anything you take in there in your ass except shit. anything else, you'll come up, bro.
Fuck that.
What's up, fool, Rodrigo, man? What's the smallest joint you ever smoked?
Smallest joint. A pinner, some fool back in the day. But there's fools with skinny-ass blunts. I mean, not to shit on Toby, but, I mean, he puts a lot of paper in his blunts, dog. Come on.
Puts a lot of – what, he adds extra paper?
Well, just a little bit of weed. Oh, okay. So, I like – remember when we were talking with Homeboy?
That's badass blunt.
At airport?
You want me to roll blunt right now?
Finger fatties.
You want me to roll blunt right here? I will. I got nothing against it.
We can't smoke in here,
but I'll roll it right here.
Right after.
But yeah. I can roll it here.
Yeah, your backpack?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I got my backpack.
I wonder when the tree's going to come out. Yeah, man. Cause sometimes, man, I go to your page, and you'd be like, dude, when we go to your page, we're like Rodrigo says, seedless in Seattle, bro. And they get sad out there, how, Rodrigo?
Oh, dude, it's fucking horrible, dude. And then Sacame La Leche, the homies that we have in the Everglades. The homies that we have in the Everglades, I'm just putting it on the floor, dude.
Everglades? We've been there?
Well, that's where Sacame La Leche.
Fort Myers.
Yeah, Naples, yeah. They have dude, it's mad paper out there, but it's all good. They're doing better. Got a little called out on it. What happened? It
smells like diesel. No?
No.
No?
That's Wookiees. That's Wookiees from LB Collector. That's from Long Beach.
There used to be this chick that used to hang out. They used to call her the Wookiee that everybody used to pipe. She looked like a Wookiee.
Everybody used to pipe her?
Not me.
She looked like a Wookiee?
Fucking like seven fools.
Yeah, you need to stop hanging around those kind of friends, man.
Hell yeah.
How liars.
What were you doing, dog? Fuck. How about me?
Not even, dog. Everybody would pipe her, but deny they would pipe her.
She was kicking it tough, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude.
But then everyone had kids that looked like Chewbacca after, and you just knew.
She was down.
Very down.
Stoner chick?
Yeah, party chick.
When you were growing up, were there like stoner chicks? Yeah. Or you were mostly like with the punk chicks?
Well, like probably like three types of chicks.
Because I remember my high school, man, like there was like, there was the cholas. You can't deny there were cholas. And then there was the girls that were more into like disco, and they were dressing really, really nice. You could tell their dad had jobs, you know, they were in a union. And then there was me. I was hanging out with the kids that had a skateboard with different fucking tires. You know, good people that were like into punk. And then the stoner were somewhere else. But there was always a beef between the bald-headed dudes and the long hairs.
Yeah, there was always like fights supposedly between the metalheads and the stoner.
But we're at the same table.
Yeah, it's bullshit. But there was a goth people too.
There was a table, a side, it was all wildfire homes. It was all white for the dog.
That's it. Just that's fucking it.
They controlled on Roosevelt High School, they controlled the quad, like the main entrance to get into the building.
Damn.
That was all theirs. And then Cuatro Flats will be hanging around by the student store trying to tax fools.
Like that?
Like that. And then First Street Crips would be they'd be lonely, bro. They'd be by themselves. East Coast First Street Crips, they'd be by themselves, but every once in a while, bro, they'll catch a fool slipper by themselves.
Straight tooing them up.
They'd hit him with a cane.
The other thing that was there too is there was cheerleaders that were always fucking trendy flavor of the month.
Yeah,
type.
The preps.
And what the fuck? What else?
Yeah, but it was hard to go from that group that I was hanging around with. She tried to be with one of those girls that was dressing really well. So they could tell, like, my status, bro.
That's like, what I'm
about. I could hang around
with
them with my black chucks for the rest of my life, bro, and the group that I was with. You know, but, man, over there, they were dressing too nice.
And there was two other groups when I was in high school. There were the Ravers and the Rebels, dude. And that was kind of annoying.
Fucking Rebels!
Felipe's whole story is like watching Grease, huh? He's all if that's all. I want, that's what, he's all. I dress this way so I can talk to the girl.
When I was talking to Lisa about it, she was telling me that nobody was into Madonna at her school.
No, well, I went to black school though, but nobody was into Madonna. Man, so I was the only. I was the only person to dress like Madonna.
Man, devil
me. There were no Duran Duran fans. Duran Duran. So I would see
Duran Duran. There were people in my high school that Duran Duran.
I would see stuff on TV and I'd be like, well, how come it's not popular here? But it was just black teenagers weren't into it. They were into other things. It was all about New Edition.
New Edition.
I went to New Edition was my first concert.
Run DMC.
Janet Jackson.
Hey, what's that?
Me.
Janet Jackson.
Run DMC.
Dangerous place for you.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah. I never got into what, that Philadelphia sound. I didn't really like that. I wasn't into that.
Push it real.
But like Duran Duran and all those bands and shit, the 80s stuff I got just because of older cousins.
Me too, because television. Video 22 with Richard Blades.
But dude, Duran Duran's a shit, dog.
Yeah, I never got into that.
Never got into Richard Blades?
I never heard Richard Blades until Oingo I moved out here. He wasn't out in Ohio.
How about was that Oingo Boingo big out there?
Ben at work?
No.
Ben at work was huge over here.
They weren't big. They were known. But
do you come from the land of under?
And down under.
That's like the probably the least poor old quoted Johnny Ray. He's just like, come down.
You come from the land of under.
Land down under.
Whatever.
That one in the Africa song.
I was thinking the fucking the butter one, huh?
I got to change the words to the Africa song, I think, every time I sing it. I'm like,
down under? You come from the land down under.
Yeah.
Because it's the land down under.
Yeah. Correct you with lyrics?
The land of under.
We got the lyrics here.
The thunder down under.
It's funny, dude. You guys remember that movie Rad, that BMX movie?
Yeah. The blonde kid and the brunette.
Yeah, you don't remember?
There were like four David Spade's BMX. In it. James Spader's in a different one.
Yeah.
David Spade was in it.
They make fun of it on American Dad.
James Spader?
David Spade, the comedian.
In Rad?
No, he was a skater in
Police Academy.
No, Leaving the
Police Academy.
Yeah. 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 With Steve Caballero.
Yeah. Yes.
Great. And Tony Hawk.
Well, that movie had that song. Send me an Florida? Angel.
Yeah. When you're in Florida. Give me more, bro.
And send me an angel. It's all the discos, right? So I used to fucking.
Give me more angel, bro.
Look, give me a second.
We're going to join you with fucking wings now, bro.
Dude. I used to think that fool was fucking singing. Send me into Asia. Right now.
And some of you don't know the words, huh?
Fool. Fucking, my homie Justin looked over and saw, send me an angel, you fucking idiot. I was like, oh,
all right.
I've been singing that
those.
Fucking song wrong for 20 years.
You know, go into the chapel, and we're going to get married. Dude, forever until I was like 14, I thought I was going to the jack-o'-lantern.
I remember haunting the chapel by Slayer.
Hey, like, man, you better wax your ears.
My mom, I walked by my mom's room. She's all, what the fuck are you singing? I was like, go to the jack-o'-lantern. And she's all, what the fuck? It's the chapel and we're going to get married. She's all, who the fuck gets married in a jack-o'-lantern? And I'm such a stoner. I had this big old thought in my head that there's this jack-o'-lantern wedding chapel in Vegas that's all Halloween themed. Like, I don't know, bro. I'm fucking retarded.
You got no business plan there. There are a lot of people who love dog, Halloween like that.
Right? With all that weed, that's all you rolling? I'm fucking
it's
with
not all going to fit in the blunt. Give me a big old zag.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oh,
I pressed something. We're still recording?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry about that, man. There was a lot of songs
there we
growing
go.
Up. I didn't know the words, bro.
Oh, a lot of them,
from
dude.
From many years. I'm trying to remember. Oh, man. That door song, bro.
How'd it go?
Alley Woman.
That's a badass
song. Woman Sunday afternoon. I should say, Alley Woman, gonna have to do. Drive to your suburb, into your blues. But it's Sunday afternoon, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's
I didn't know.
That's a cool little mix into it, though. I mean, if you can pull it off and it still phonetically sounds that way, it doesn't bug me.
I was singing out loud.
With confidence and shit? Like, you knew it? Like, I nailed it. You're singing it. Remember Go See Cal?
I always thought, like,
I always
thought it was Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow.
Pussy Cow.
Doesn't it sound like that?
I legitimately hear Ghosty Cow.
I hear Ghosty Cow, and I hear, but I never heard it as a kid. All the
demented fools were all
pussy. Yeah, yeah, I knew what it said.
There's no way it sounded like Ghosty Cow ever. It's
I never heard it as a kid.
Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow, Pussy Cow.
But you've played it for me. It does not sound like Pussy Cow. It sounds like Ghosty.
Yeah, yeah, Ghosty Cow.
How do you get pussy?
Hey, that's small, huh?
Have you ever seen the tip actually come in the end of your swisher?
It's a sign,
it's
dog.
A circumcised swisher, bro.
It's
they left
a sign, Lester. Living in a free society, bro.
It's a Hebrew swisher.
Yeah, that one song, too, used to piss fucking Iron Maiden fans off hardcore, dog. With that one on Peace of Mind.
With what? Peace of Mind?
Yeah. How's it go?
Oh, every Iron Maiden song ever made. Okay.
There you go. How's it go? I take your life and I take yours too. And I'm all,
you big bopper over here.
You get sick and you get the flu.
Okay, we're not Yankee Rick over here.
Yeah.
You do the wrong song?
Yeah, I would do the wrong lyrics just to fuck with them, dog. Just like fake history, eh? Fool used to get furious, dog.
I hate it when I didn't know the words. Then later on.
I'll make them up, dog. I don't give a fuck.
Some chick knows the word. That's a die, stupid ass.
But you know what? I always thought chicks were, if they're into that band, the music, they didn't know every little detail. I didn't even start like hearing differences in the bass and the guitar riffs and the drums until I started fucking puffing.
You know what's funny is like people like us could convince people that they were wrong too back in the day. You're like, that's not what it is. It's this. Now we feel stupid because they're like, no. Okay, Google. What is the lyrics? And then they're right. I'm like, oh, fuck you. No, it's not.
What's
Google's
Siri
wrong.
What's got to do with it?
A lot of lyrics that they didn't know, bro.
Oh, yeah. Grips of them. What other song, fool?
I can't even think of it right now, but a lot of them. Doors, a lot of them, probably.
Isaac's dad used to think that when he was a kid, he thought Tiny Dancer was Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. He thought it was Tony Danza.
There was somebody else.
No,
that's a good Danza. One, though. He's singing out loud?
Yeah, he was a kid.
Wow. Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Yeah,
like Ray Romano's
Tiny
joke,
Danza. You know how he
says
it. For
Chachi and Tony Danza and the Pope.
Wow, hold me close, Tony Danza.
That makes
sense.
I was
sense, always obsessed with lyrics, though. I would always write them down. I would write down every song.
That's what
that
the cool
I liked.
Thing is about liner notes, though. Is getting the fucking lyrics. Have you noticed some songs though? They write the lyrics are everything, but they're off one or two words sometimes.
Mm-mm.
I've noticed that a couple times.
What do you mean? In the liner notes?
Yeah, in the liner notes.
Oh, no.
Bad Religion had a couple.
I don't even see any liner notes anymore. Do people put liner notes anymore? Because there's no physical thing anymore.
I can't buy an album without buying the actual album. It fucking drives me fucking nuts.
But you know what? Apple Music is switching. I think by next year, you can't download anything. Can't buy anything. Can't buy any music.
So you can only stream?
You can only stream. That's going to happen with Apple. It's already happening.
Right?
Just like Spotify. Just like they don't. They think that there's nobody who wants to own music.
Fuck
but I know
some
own it. People.
Me too.
I
want to
own my movie, but I know that once. Once they get rid of Amazon, all my movies are gone.
Yeah,
and I think they should continue throughout your life opposed to just – even notice those people that just go – they only listen to the music in their time in high school or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fuck all that, dog.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll have the option to like – I mean, I guess you hold on to the stuff that you've bought already. But I think 2019 is when Apple's switching to streaming.
I ain't down with that, dude. I think I'm going to switch off Apple then, dude.
Yeah, but Google Play I think is only – I don't know if you can download maybe singles. I don't know about a whole album anymore.
Have you opened up for a lot of big comedians?
Yeah.
Like which one? Pot comedians?
Like Chong, obviously, pot comedian. I've opened up for Doug Benson, Christopher Titus, Tommy Davidson, the Wayans brothers.
Tommy Davidson sober or partying?
Yeah, sober. Eddie Griffin. Probably more.
Another joint. Come on, voodoo. This is a voodoo chat here.
That motherfucker's great.
He could blaze out.
Oh, dude, that fool can fucking blaze.
My earthquake.
No, Terremoto. I've never worked
we ain't
with
fucking
Earthquake.
With no Earthquake.
Never fucking worked with Earthquake.
Dice Man?
Andrew Dice Clay at the factory in Tropicana.
Oh, you opened up for him?
Uh-huh. That was a fun show.
Why is your blunch all skinny there, bro?
This is fairly
imitating life over here.
You work with wheels.
No. But Joey Coco, that's a stoner there.
Have you Coco worked with Thunder Rob?
Who is Stoner Rob is the first question I'm asking the cocksuckers. Where's this blunt we speak of?
Bam.
Not bad, dog.
Whose finger is that?
His finger.
His thumb.
His finger.
Hey, what did Be Real said about his joints?
Oh, we're just smoking finger fatties. That's what. That's a real fucking joint, dog.
Oh, man. Shout out to Be Real and Bobo and the other dude with them. And
Sendo.
Oh, I saw
you. Want to tell the story, bro?
Sendo?
I can't believe it, dog.
I saw you ran into him, bro. That was tight. I
really ran into him.
Yeah.
I was so excited, bro. I called Sendo. I was so excited.
Nate Dog.
You called him. Whoa.
Nate Dogg,
Lisa. You called him a dad. All
right, eh? All right, eh?
So what's up, Nate, Snoop?
I mean, walked away.
Loke?
No, he was just like, oh, all right.
Then I said, oh, sorry, man. Sand Dog. Then I said, I'm sorry. I messed up your name earlier, but I was nervous.
Hey, fool.
Then I said this.
After I messed up his name, yeah, we had your brother on the podcast. Then the fool said, oh, he's his brother, bro.
Yeah, they're not.
So fucking two strikes,
they're not talking.
Hey, you want to hear the third one?
What?
Fool, remember when he's sitting when we're getting ready to get off the plane and you made like an ashy elbows joke? Fool started grabbing his elbow.
I didn't know.
Damn, Felipe, damn.
I didn't know.
Damn, bro, you're hitting him and everything.
You were killing me, dog, but I didn't want to feel Felipe, like,
I really hate everyone that's a Sagittarius. He's a Sagittarius.
I'm a Gemini. No it was funny, but that Be Real was talking about, like, we were talking.
All types of shit.
I didn't even know that those fools were like, there was a point in their life when they didn't have good weed.
Yeah, dude. He was talking about.
I thought Cypress Hill was born with good weed. Just like
well, back then, it wasn't that much around.
Have you always had good weed thrown around?
No, man, no.
Let's talk about the bad times.
It was like the early 90s. Like, I started smoking weed in sixth grade. So, like, all stress. It was all stress.
Fucking banana peels.
I got really lucky because where I live,
my mom grows.
I lived in this little, like, almost. I lived in this little, like, it's a hood. It's called Hillside. But there was this one white boy that lived next to us. Like, probably the best house in Hillside. It had a little boat and everything. And one day I'm outside dumping my seeds when my parents are gone, just throwing all the seeds that I have gathered in my room just in the lawn. And he goes, those aren't going to grow there. And I'm thinking he's like, trying to be a narc or whatever, get on my case.
A narc.
And I'm like, it's none of your fucking business because I'm a little bad. Think I'm a little badass, a little stupid ass. I'm like, it's none of your fucking business. He's like, well, let me show you how real weed grows if you got a second. And I was like, all right. I jumped the fence. This fool takes me to his house. It's just
hydroponics.
Amazing.
I look like fucking.
Just so much weed hanging. And then we go in his backyard. Cafe. He has like a farm that goes underground and just has all this weed growing.
You still live there?
Oh, no, I wish, dude. But he's the guy that taught me how to grow. So that's when I started getting good weed. And I was like, oh, my God. There's weed that doesn't have a bunch of seeds, and I don't have to take stems out. Don't look like hay. That's when I started getting real good weed. That's probably like 98, 99.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, first time I seen Bob Weed was 94.
That purple punch, dude.
Yeah, first time I saw it was 95 when I lived in New York.
Seen the Bluebonnet and stuff.
They had the delivery system over there.
Do you carry weed where you go?
Haze.
Yeah. Dr. Hayes.
I carry weed. I take weed everywhere, dude, in my carry-on. Everywhere.
That much?
It depends where I'm going. A lot of places I go to.
Ottawa.
To like Canada? Then nah. I got connections in Canada. We'll get high as shit up there. So like, usually I got it to where when I land, I can get a lot of weed. El Paso, I could get weed like a motherfucker. I can get weed pretty much wherever we go. And if not, I...
So you should create a new app instead of, like, weed maps and stuff. You should create an app with people that you can contact in those faraway towns.
It's called the black market. Hey, do you need some heroin?
People we could rob right now.
Yeah.
And uh-huh, the setup.
Looking for a good raping tonight? Here's where you need to go.
I know, man. You guys selling pounds for... What's the average pound cost now?
Now, like, it's all
low, right?
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, good shit like this. I used to be back
400
in the
bucks
day,
an ounce.
That's, yeah, right? We used to get like 400
bucks. How much is
gold? 3,200 a pound. Now people are like, oh, it's good, but can I get it for 18 a pound? Like, 1,800?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
I don't even want to give it for under 24, but now you have to, dude.
You think with this being legal, it kind of saturated the market with a lot of good bud?
Yeah, really
driving
bad.
The prices down?
Real bad, and you're seeing a lot of what you think is good bud that's getting hit with a nasty-ass fucking amount of hardeners and GMOs. Florida.
Well, that's why I tell this fool, like, I can taste it when it hasn't been drained out all the way, dude.
Yeah.
You can taste the fucking, all that shit that they put in there.
Yeah, when it's not a proper flush.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to flush a minimum.
2 weeks
minimum 2.5, I think.
Yeah.
I know a lot of good growers that flush once a week. Just so
that's what's up right there. That's old hippie fucking.
Yeah, that way you're always pushing out old salts.
Yeah,
you know what
dude.
I mean? And it's not gathering in your weed. But, dude, weed's so cheap now, it's insane. That's why I love shipping. I'll ship out to do all over the damn place.
The last time we seen them, huh?
Right? So, like, it's just going, bro. Like, we take it to dispensaries. They flip it. It's just not even worth it trying to do anything else anymore. The dispensaries, because they'll upsell it so they can pay more right now. But that's even going to go away because they can't be – after July 7th, they can't operate under medicinal anymore without the proper licensing.
Really? Has someone ever give you a bag like that and that shit was whack and they made you say it was good?
I won't say it's good. Like if they give me,
you'll keep it though, right?
If they want me to say it's good, if they're like, if you don't say it's good, I'll take it back. I'll hand it right back to them because I'll be like,
that happened before.
Oh yeah, a couple times.
Have you told somebody straight up like Rodrigo and go, man, this shit's whack, homie?
Oh, dude,
this shit's not even worth $3,200.
Some folks get offended, dog.
Yeah, they cry. Do, but I tell them all, dog, like, especially. I'm hurt. And I try to tell them, I'm like they'll come up to me with something, and I'm like, nah, dog, I get that for like $1,000 a pound. And they're like, oh, bullshit. I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to harass you. I'm just like, I get the hookups because in the weed world, we know everybody. So don't get mad at me. They're like, bullshit, you get that $1,000 a pound. I'm like, yeah, it's gross, dude.
I've noted that a lot of the pre-rolls that are specially packaged that look real neat, that look all handsome, the weed never good.
No, it's always because they're always putting distillate or wax on it and then dipping it in keef. So a lot of these companies.
Some of them don't have keef or nothing like that. Hell no. We had.
No? What one? What was it?
Names.
Yeah, dude.
Drop it.
Nah, that's fucked up. Yeah. Come on blast.
Like quick weed.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's not theirs, though.
No.
That's not theirs. They're selling it for somebody.
The pre-roll I had, it came with nice matches.
Everything.
It came with six pre-rolls.
Yeah, it was like
a nice
six,
little holder, a lighter.
An ashtray.
And it wasn't really that good.
Yeah.
Like, they spent more money on
the
lighter.
Packaging.
Yeah, all that shit.
More money went on presentation, bro. What's up with that now?
Yeah. It was all like knocked out.
It's what it is right now. The packaging era is in, dude.
People, I think that is people who don't understand the nuances of weed, and so they think that it just needs to be marketed a certain way.
Yeah,
they don't think that
corporate feel to it.
Yeah, like they don't realize it has to actually be a good product.
Like they think just putting Cat Williams' face on it is going to set.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
The appearance of
pretty
and
much.
Cat Williams don't even smoke that shit.
Who was it that said that these other states aren't going to have the same quality weed as Northern California because they're rushing the production and that's the soil hasn't had enough time to like
Rhode Island. Rest and shit.
You know?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, all of them. Right now, you know who's pushing the most weed or the most legal grow-ups? Santa Cruz.
Because it's like wean. It's like wine. Wine. Wean. Wine. You know, like if you put out wine, if it's a new grape, a new vine and all that stuff, it's not going to taste as good.
Yeah, it has to be aged in. Yeah. The DNA of everything has to be aged.
The soil's so important to wine. I imagine
all that shit is, man.
Too, so.
What's the best way to keep your weed fresh? Mason jars or what?
Straight sealed jars. So there's jars actually that you can get and it'll suck the air out of the top of the jar.
Like the canning?
Yeah, like the canning. That's the best way to keep your weed and then store it in a dark. Don't put it in the freezer or anything like that. Because you're just going to start freezing trichomes that'll shake off. Keep it in a dark cupboard that's not too hot, but about 70 degrees. Keep it back there. Your weed will stay fresh forever, dude. It should be bomb forever. And like wax, too. Your wax. A lot of people put wax in the freezer, and then they wonder why their wax is making noise when they dab or whatever. It's because now you're starting to build moisture.
I thought my bowl was cracking.
So that's what it does?
Yeah, it builds moisture, so you don't want to do that either, dude. You want to keep everything. If you have a humidor, that's the best way.
You ever had celebrities smoke you out and it was the worst weed ever?
Yeah.
It's sad how they don't know.
I had, I'm not even going to mention who it was, but I've had celebrities
roll
a backwood. And like I looked, you want to, like maybe they threw down half a gram. And then I was like, oh, you want me to throw some in? And they're like, nah. You just roll the next one, and they rolled a backwood with half a gram. Dude, you want to talk about tobacco high? I was like, oh.
Yeah,
was that guy dressed in a backwood outfit?
I think we know that guy.
Nah. They got
that's half a gram on a fucking
on
backwood.
A backwood.
No, but three at least.
No, yeah, dude.
Like
that,
2 grams.
It 1.5.
I don't know how they
least.
Were smoking it, bro. Like, it was like the first time you ever took a hit of a cigarette.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, just smoke a cigarette.
It was like that. It was like that. Remember the first hit of cigarette you ever took?
You feel like you're going
to
faint.
Oh, God. It feels like someone just burned you on the inside. Like, oh, that's what. Oh, jeez. I couldn't believe that shit, man.
Do you do do you get booked at other comedy clubs out of the town? Like, do a lot of state shows or just pod shows?
I don't do.
Or you promote your own shows other places?
I do other places. I do a lot of improvs because I work with the improv and levity a lot. But
Oxnard too.
Yeah, a lot of pod shows though. Like, I travel around for if a state's launching an event or a big weed festival, I'm usually there. I get paid by somebody to go and be there. But I'm trying to travel out right now and send the Vails to do a lot more comedy in other states, like make it down to Florida and go back to New York to like Dangerfields and all that stuff. That's always fun. But right now I'm on the West Coast and wherever Chong takes me. So I'm just working, man.
Yeah, Chong wants to do more sketches, huh? He hit me up.
You on Instagram, I think, a month ago.
Yeah. He wants to work a lot more, dude. No?
No, nothing ever happened.
I'll talk to Paris. But Chong has always the great idea. And then he even says, let's do that. Tell Paris.
Is Paris his son?
Yeah, Paris is his son.
Yeah, tell him Felipe's interested. But yep. He hit him up about a month ago and said, you want to do some sketches together or something?
Yeah, I'm talking about my own show, man. Weed and coffee.
That's a good idea.
That
was coffee, bro, and we'll both have a joint and we'll just talk.
You could
do it
in the gazebo.
That's like a total opposite. One's getting you all fucking wired, the other one's getting you all.
Do you have that coffee cup that has that pipe in it?
I do.
No.
I have one.
You have one?
Yep.
I think we seen one somewhere, didn't we? It's a mug. Maybe one?
And then like
the photo I found. It was mine.
I have those. They sell them at Spencer's, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
Spencer's.
Okay, dude.
Speaking of party, man. Right now when you were looking at me, bro, I thought you were trying to bite your ear like a cokehead. No. Oh, my God, bro. We were in Sacramento. We were at the Thunder Valley Casino, and we destroyed that place.
Yeah, man.
Lisa took care of the bookings. It was like sold out show. Like, it was like 1,000 people. Me, Marcelo Arguello, Johnny Rodrigo.
1,600
people. 1,600,
yeah. Bro. Lincoln, California.
People were fucked up. I mean, people were fucked up.
Fuck yeah, man.
There were a lot of cocodrilos in that audience, bro.
Oh, dude.
Yeah?
Bro.
People were yacked out.
That fucking line for the beer was full the whole night.
The whole time, dude.
And they were watching a show like this.
There was two lines, too. That bar on this side and the one on the right, dude.
And we ran into this couple, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Like, they were... I forgot
about her, dude.
How did she look, bro?
She was, like, fine 20 years ago.
No, what did she say, though?
Like, you guys want to do some cocaine or what? I'll come back down with my hoodie and I'll get rid of him.
My hoodie, I'll get rid
she
of
said
him.
That?
Yeah, I got fucking scared, dog.
Did she say that?
Back to my room,
me
dog.
Too, bro.
These fools are, where you guys at, dog? We're in the room, dog. Come on, dog.
Just come back with the cocaine. Just leave it right here.
They were like a good one, bro. Like, they could tell that that could have been a good couple 30 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, but how old was that guy? Was older than her. It was 50, like her boss.
52?
No, dude. That like her boss? Than 50. That was older than my 60? Dad.
You know your boss could be 70. Your age, right?
He's man.
It was like her boss.
The lady was probably 45.
She said, he's my boss.
I like the way you said that. Like, you know, someone's boss could still be their age. It was like boss, not just like dad. Yeah,
this fool.
They were talking with their mouth closed, both of them. We're on
You can tell the old man doesn't do a lot. He'll, like, do a little bump, and she'll do a couple gaggers.
He has to, bro. Fuck, he'll die, bro. She'll disappear with the fucking house.
Isn't that fool annoying, dog?
He probably doesn't even want to do it, bro. He's probably just doing it because
she's around.
He's all, babe, look, I'm young and hip, too.
But you can tell that fool doesn't even get hard-ons anymore,
There's no way, dog. Not on coke. There's no way.
He was walking like he didn't care, though.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
He was happy, bro.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the last 30 years I have left, if I have 30 years.
I don't think he has 30, though. Yeah.
Not if he's doing
three.
Coke.
There were a lot of people getting fucked up. You guys did some coke and come back down.
A little eye all ready to close.
Oh, bring her hoodie down. She got to put her hoodie on.
Just sweating, bro.
You do coke and hoodie?
Then another guy, her man would say, we'll do some carjackings.
Yeah, like stupid shit. Huh, homie? Like, homie, dog. So it looked like he used to be a pachuco, dog.
They're all bragging about that. Like, we graduated, homes the carjack. Yeah, I used to take bikes and shit, but now I'm better than that.
Yeah, he's from fucking that old-ass neighborhood, bro. What's it?
Boulevard Nights?
Willow Creek.
Willow Creek.
What's up, fool? Tell people where you're going to be at again.
May 19th, the Ice House. June 12th, the Ontario Improv. June 28th, Las Vegas at Isaac's Comedy Club. And then every Thursday from June 5th on, you can catch us at the Isaac Comedy Club. It's cannabis and comedy in Las Vegas. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, where are you going to be at?
June 10th, Long Beach Laugh Factory with the Latino Night with Benny Mena. June 11th in Riverside at the Box. It's Viva Los Jokes, once a month show. Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? Don't forget, man, Salt Lake City. I'm here all week, man. I'm here Friday and Saturday.
Jordan Landis,
May 10th through the 12th. Ignacio, Colorado. Sky Ute Casino, May 19th. Urban Improv, May 24th to 27th. Miami, May 31st. Magic City Casino. I'm headlining the Ultimate Miami Comedian Competition. Schaumburg, Illinois.
June
15th through the 17th. June 15th through the 17th at Schaumburg Improv outside of Chicago. Check out all the dates at FelipeWorld.com/tour. What's up, fool? Don't forget to check out our friend's podcast, the Yo, 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 Yo with Martin Moreno and Hooter. And George Perez story with George Perez, Cy Dick, Eddie. Also, the Las Vegas show. What's his name?
Freddie Correa.
Thanks for the invite.
And
Toby's Dope Dealers. You have a podcast?
Yes, I do. Cannabis Club TV. It's the Stoner Channel. So check it out on Cannabis Club TV, the Stoner Channel. Field trips.
What's up, fool? Check out Martin Rizzo. I think he has 10 podcasts now. Check out one of them. What's up, fool?